All right, Chris, Governor O'Malley unveiled new cell phone blocking technology at the Baltimore City Detention Center earlier today. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so what this does is it creates a sort of invisible net around the prison. The FCC told the state they couldn't outright jam cell phone signals. So what this does is it blocks a cell phone's ability to connect to the larger network. So now if you try to make a call from jail with an unregistered cell phone, this is what you get.
The cellular device you are attempting to use has been identified as contraband and is illegal to possess under Maryland Statute 9-417. All attempted communications are being monitored and recorded and may be used administratively and in a court of law.
The blocking technology also helps guards track where cell phones are in the prison so they can seize them and gather information from them. These illegal cell phones are a big problem for prison safety. At least one hit was ordered on a federal witness by an inmate using one of these illegal cell phones, and they played a big role in the scandal at the detention center last spring. So there's a whole raft of legislation in the Assembly, too, this session that's trying to get at this problem. The House Judiciary looked at these bills on Tuesday. One bill will make it a felony for corrections officers to bring them in. It's a misdemeanor right now. Another would increase the jail time you get for bringing a cell phone into a prison. And then another one would make it a felony for somebody who gets caught a second time trying to bring a cell phone in.
All right. Now, we also got some news on the healthcare rollout. Apparently, there will be a new committee to look at the state's health insurance exchange.
Yeah. So this is a bipartisan group of lawmakers who are going to get weekly updates on the status of the exchange. Then they're going to make some recommendations on how to fix it. Members of the House have been calling for more accountability for the exchange's rollout, and this falls short of what some Republicans and Democrats have called for, which is a full-scale investigation. But it comes after Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mac Middleton got a lot of criticism for canceling a second hearing on the matter.
And in education, there was a House committee hearing on standardized testing this week. What's going on there?
Yeah, Delegate Eric Ludke has an emergency bill in the House that would require Maryland's Department of Education to ask the federal Department of Education to exempt the state from administering the Maryland school assessment in March. These are the standardized tests that students have to take every year. The state's required to do them because of the No Child Left Behind Act. Ludke says that with the new Common Core standards being used in schools, students are learning one curriculum, but the MSAs are testing on the old curriculum.
They're being taught one thing and tested on another thing. They're being set up to fail. And it's frustrating not only because I think it's harmful to kids, but because we're losing days' worth of instructional time to do it. And that's time when we could be giving these kids the math skills and the reading skills that they need.
But the Department of Education says there's still useful data in these tests for principals and superintendents to use. And on top of that, a spokesperson from the department said there are a lot of other states who've already asked for a waiver like this for the feds, and the feds said no. So why would they do it for us?
All right, Chris, another good week down there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joel.
For Christopher Connolly, I'm Joel McCord on 88.1 WYPR.